So Mike, it got down into the 20s the other night. It was chilly this morning. I saw snow in Chicago, snow in the upper Great Plains. It's going to be here before we know it, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm afraid so. I don't know if I'm ready for it or not, but regardless, it's on the way.
And what do you do at Secondary Roads?
I'm actually a sign technician is my job, but the first of the year I will be transitioning into Tom Wadley's job, the road maintenance supervisor position, and kind of learning the ropes on that job, because he's going to be retiring in a year or so. So I'm basically training to take over for Tom.
Okay, and you do a lot of things around here, don't you?
More and more all the time, it seems like. Signs is, that's where I spend a lot of my time right now. That's my priorities. But as we move into this transition, doing a lot more office work, and it seems like less and less outside hands-on stuff, it seems like.
Well, and a couple years ago, we went on a snowplow ride. Are you going to get back out on the plow?
Actually, I'm off. Going to be off of the plow now. So I'll be running around checking roads and that kind of stuff. I'll still be out and about, but I won't be running a snowplow.
Okay, because somebody's got to get out there and see where the plows are needed, how to distribute them around the county.
Yeah, Sheriff's Department will call in and tell us if the roads are getting slick or not, so then Tom and I will go out and evaluate and see what we need to do.
And you'll be up 2, 3 in the morning heading out?
Probably so, yeah.
Now, are we ready for winter? Do we have in, is the equipment ready, the sand, salt? What's the process?
Yeah, the guys have been going over the equipment the last couple weeks, making sure everything works. They put it on and physically tried it. Just making sure all the lights are working. We'll have to go out and calibrate our spreaders, make sure we're putting on the appropriate tons per mile that we want to put on. So we have to do that yet. But the equipment is being gone through as we speak. We've got some different trucks we're having to mount snowplows and spreaders on. So the guys in the shop have been busy getting the equipment ready. We've been getting in salt. This fall, we've gotten in 200 tons of salt so far. We expect to get in another 100 tons yet this fall, which will give us about 1,200 tons of salt on hand. Plus, we've got 1,200 tons of salt sand mix all ready to go.
Now, how do you know when to use the salt versus the sand salt mix?
Well, we our program is we don't use any straight salt. All of ours is a mix, and once in a while we will add some liquid chloride depending on the temperatures and whatnot to kind of get us gives us a little more help as far as if the temperatures are colder, the materials will work a little deeper into the temperature range.
So the chloride helps melt it?
Yes. Yep.
We're all ready. We've got everything we need.
Yep.
Equipment being checked now.
Yep.
And how many pieces of equipment do we have?
I believe we can run 14 maintainers is what we will run. And the trucks, 14 trucks too. I'd have to sit down and think about that a little harder, but...
Well, and it depends on what's operational, what's in service.
Yeah. We do have a spare truck. If one goes down, we have one spare truck that we can send out and help take up the slack. The road graders, I believe all 14 of them will be out if need be. So.
Okay, and road grader and maintainer, those are just same words?
Yeah, yep.
Words for the same thing.
Right, yep.
The trucks, they're dump trucks with a plow on front.
Right, correct.
And then they have a spreader behind that throws out the sand salt mixture.
Right, yep.
And last year we saved some money, right?
We did. We had a relatively mild winter, and we probably saved a little money last winter. Probably not much overtime and didn't use much salt or sand.
Well, the couple of years before that, it seemed like that whenever there was a snowstorm, it was on the weekend.
Yeah,
Five of them or something?
Yeah, I believe it was. It just hit just right to where it was all weekend stuff, which which then you start paying out a lot of overtime. So.
A lot of overtime, lots of storms really hit the county budget. Last year we saved some money. That will be seen in this year's budget, right?
Yeah.
Savings?
Yeah, yep. Those savings will be seen in this year's budget, and hopefully we'll have another mild winter and can pass some savings along for next year. So.
Well, they're saying the drought's going to continue.
That's what I've been hearing. We could use the moisture. I'd rather see it in rain than snow, I guess, but I've been hearing the drought's going to continue. So
we might save some money this year, too.
Sounds like we could if what they're saying is true.
But you can't plan on that, can you?
No, we're stocking things up, and we're preparing for the worst.
Now, tell me about what's the process. The night before, you know there's going to be a big snowstorm. What happens?
We'll try to go off the forecast, see what's coming, and then we'll kind of try to plan the best we can going into it as far as giving the guys a start time, what they can expect, and then we'll obviously go out before the guys come to work, look the roads over. Sometimes, we miss it, so nobody has to come in, but we'll kind of give them a start time so they kind of know what to expect. But sometimes we'll have to, if they need to come in, then we'll have to start making phone calls and get them all here and going.
What's a normal start time when there's a snowstorm?
4 o'clock, 4 a.m. a lot of times, 5 a.m. some, but 4 a.m. Is kind of the norm. That kind of gets us out there before traffic gets heavy, and the guys like to start earlier so they don't have to deal with the traffic as much. So we'd rather come in at 4 if we can.
Well, and then hopefully the roads are cleared before the commuters are heading in.
Yeah, we definitely hope to have made one pass on all of them. They're probably not going to be totally cleared by the time traffic gets to rolling on them, but we're definitely out there and trying to give them something to drive on anyways.
And is there a strategy? Do you start, I presume you start with the busiest roads first, paved roads?
Yeah, everybody's, of course, they've each got their own separate routes. The guys know which highways are busier or whatnot. T-15 comes to mind, highway. T-17 is another busy road. Those guys will hit those first and try to get those opened up as quick as we can.
And then the gravel roads, what happens with them?
The gravel roads, we typically don't go out and do anything on those until we know the storm is about over. We will, depending on when the storm hits, we may start late in the afternoon and get started on them and work till 7 o'clock or so of an evening. And then we'll come back in early the next morning and try to finish them up.
And does wind play a role?
Wind does play a role. Sometimes we're limited in what we can do if the wind is blowing. The salt and sand, chloride, that can actually come back to hurt you if we put down the chemicals and start melting the snow on the road and then the wind picks up and starts blowing, that snow is just going to stick back onto the highway. So we do need to know what the wind is going to do before we start out.
Well, and you can work hard. Let's just say that it's a really bad snowstorm. You could work hard, let's just say, all night long, but by dawn, the wind would be filling in the roads behind you.
That's correct. Motor grader routes, especially, that's probably where the majority of the work comes in when the wind's blowing. We may start out and just try to get the roads open one way, get people home. And then when the wind lays down, then we'll come back through and try to get them opened up both lanes.
Now, is there a strategy with respect to spraying the sand-salt mixture, or do you just drive down the road spraying it everywhere?
No, we try to be conservative with it, and then we kind of need to know what the temperature's going to do as far as what we choose to use. But sometimes we'll maybe shoot both lanes. If it's not a real bad storm, we'll just shoot right down the middle. of the highway, and that'll take care of both lanes that way, and we can save some material that way and still accomplish the same thing.
Now, when we took that ride the other, you know, a couple years ago in the snowplow, one of the things that I was just sort of surprised by is with those drifts are really deep. It's a lot of hard work. You just don't drive down the road and that snow parts in front of you, does it?
No, it doesn't. Sometimes it takes several attempts to get through a big drift like that, and you have to be very careful about how you attack it. You can end up in a ditch yourself, which then causes somebody else to have to come off their route and pull you out, but the road's hard to see where the road and the ditch meet, so you have to be very careful when you tear into one of those big drifts.
Well, yeah, there were places where I couldn't tell where the road was.
Right.
And so you judge by mailboxes.
Yeah, if we can see them. Yeah, a lot of times the mailboxes are covered up, but you kind of just have to go by feel sometimes. You don't want to hit it wide open because it may throw you off in the ditch and then you're done. So.
Do the guys give you a hard time if you go in the ditch?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's something you're going to hear about. There's a lot of pride in making it through the winter without going in the ditch, but there's also an old saying out there that says if you don't go in the ditch, you're not getting the snow back far enough either. So you kind of have to find that happy medium there. But definitely don't want to get stuck. It just slows the whole process down.
And you get teased by the guys.
Yeah, yep, that's probably the worst part.
Yeah, we don't want that. And how's the public? I mean, how do they respond to your efforts?
It just depends. I think part of the public appreciates what we're out there doing. We're trying to do our best, and some of the public, you know, it's kind of a fast-paced world we live in now, and everybody has to go, so... We just do what we can, I guess.
You ever knock over a mailbox?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it happens.
Is that embarrassing?
It's, yeah, I mean, you don't want to do it. It's kind of part of the job.
It's going to happen, isn't it?
It's going to happen. I'm the guy who has to go out and put them back up, so if I do it, it's not so bad, but if somebody else knocks one down, it's kind of a big deal.
Well, especially for that. For the citizen out there too, they're thinking you knocked my mailbox down. I bet some of them are surprised you come back and put them back up.
Yeah, and you know, most of the time it's not that we hit them physically with the equipment. It is the snow coming off of the snow plows that knocks them off. Probably 95% of the time, it's just the snow that does it.
So. And you've got places to go, you've got to move down the highway for the public safety, and there's lots of mailboxes along the highway.
Yeah, there is, and they are supposed to be built so they do break away, and of course some of them are in better shape than others, so it doesn't take much to knock some of them off. So.
Yeah, some of them have been up for years.
Right, yep.
What do you say to those folks that don't like seeing that snow piled up at the end of their driveway during the winter when the blade goes by?
Well, we try to square our blades or plows and try to carry as much of that snow on past the driveway as we can, but ultimately the snow has to go somewhere, and then that's just where it goes. You know, we got to get it off the road, and driveways are usually where it ends up a lot of times. It's kind of best if people wait to clean their driveways after we've plowed the roads, you know, then they don't have to go back and do it again. But snow's going to go somewhere, so.
Yeah, and I bet most of us understand that we really can't afford to have the county going out, plowing out the ends of everybody's driveway.
No, that would take a lot of time and a lot of money if we had to go back and clean out every driveway that we filled full.
So I just need to put my boots on and grab my shovel.
I'm afraid so, yeah. And the thing, most of the people don't realize is when we get done pushing snow and we go home, we've got to clean out our own driveways. So we reap those benefits as well, I guess, if you want to call it.
Well, one of the things, too, that I've seen that I don't know if our general public knows is I've seen your crews go out ahead of fire trucks, go out ahead of ambulances to clear a path so that they can get there.
Yeah, we do that. And we do, if it's a storm that's going to last, you know, a day or a couple days and the wind's going to blow, we have emergency snow routes that we focus on. We try to get those open and keep those open. They don't go by every house, but they get people within a mile or two of a road that is open. So if emergency vehicles need to go, they can get pretty close to a residence if need be. So.
Well, I've seen them pulled off their route and get there, you know, in front of the fire truck too.
Yeah, we've done that. We've been pulled off our route to go open a road so rescue or fire can get in, and we've even had that happen to one of our own guys. He had a fire at his house while we were out pushing snow, and so we pulled a truck off a highway and got the fire trucks in to one of our own people. So
now, when you're driving down the road, does the public behave pretty well? Do they give you enough room?
Oh, there's times when you'd like to have a little more room. They're in a hurry. We're in a hurry, but we have to approach it cautiously. If you could give us room, we'd appreciate it. That doesn't always happen, but, you know, sometimes accidents can happen because of that. So.
Does it feel good at the end of the day when roads are clear?
It does. Guys take a lot of pride in their routes, and... when they go home, they want them in pretty good shape. So, you know, they work hard. They're up early. Sometimes they work late. And, you know, they want the roads open just as bad as the public does. So.